You said there's homemade bread, and then there's...
Well, there's people made home, what they call homebred bread. They used to make light bread, homemade light bread. Mm-hmm. They put yeast in it, make it up, stir it up, and put yeast in it. Put it up and let it set overnight. Next morning, get up and put it in the oven and bake it.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of bread most people eat now?
Light bread, mostly.
But it's not homemade, it's...
No, it's store-bought bread.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits. Store-bought biscuits. I either make this ready-mix cornbread mix. All you got to do is stir it up and put it in the stove. But people know how to use that old-time biscuit. Now, seldom you see people making old-time biscuits. Stir them up in the spoon and put all the ingredients in them. Most of them is ready-made biscuits put up in icebox biscuits, they call them.
Something you'd make out of cornmeal to eat with fish.
Hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yeah, we used to call them that, corn dodger, but it wasn't a matter of that was any particular name, but that's just what people used to call them.
Mm-hmm. What was a corn dodger? What did it look like?
It's like a hush puppet, just made up and stir it up and made it on, put them in the frying pan and fry them. We call them corn dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
But people call them hush puppies, but people used to call them corn dodgers just for a nickname.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd take, boil some cornmeal and some water and salt?
And dumplings, corn dumplings.
Uh-huh. What about something you could eat just with a spoon?
You eat just with the spoon.
Mm-hmm. Just cornmeal and salt and water.
I don't know about that.
Did you ever hear of mush or kush-kush?
Yeah, kush-kush, mush like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell when people used to take it and put green juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
And use it like that as a hush. But I never did eat none of that, but I would tell of it.
Uh-huh.
I used to eat your cornbread dumplings just to meal, just mix up the meal and make dumplings, put them in greens, put them in pots and cook them with different things like that and make a dumpling out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them that way and take them out with me nothing but meal dumpling to be cooked through and have that flavor of that greens in it, mustard green, cabbage. Or any kind of vegetable you want to put them in. You used to cook them in there. But just to say, eat meal and stir it up and just make a salami out of it, as I call it. I never ate it like that.
Yeah. What about something in frying deep fat had a hole in the middle? They call that a...
Frying deep fat?
Uh-huh.
Spider?
What's the spider?
Well, just I say now, people had different names for it. Frying pan, spider, and a Dutch oven.
Uh-huh.
I used to have a Dutch oven, had a deep hole in it. And then a frying pan, just like you put a frying pan on the stove and fry eggs or fry meats. Then a lot of people call them skillet.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the same as a frying pan, but they call them a different name.
The inside part of an egg is called the
yolk.
Okay, what color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiled egg.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Poached egg.
And the kind of meat that you can use for boiling with greens?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Ham. Pigtails, pigtails,
uh-huh.
Spare ribs.
Well, what about the kind of fat, salted meat?
Salt meat, you call it, white salt meat, bacon.
Mm-hmm.